Normally, I would let this go on and on, but we've just simply cannot.
You know that. Can you cut it off?
So, I'm going to go to a vote on
Thank
the
you.
8th.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay, now, okay.
6 minutes.
There is this, yes, that's right. As Louise points out, there is this idea of public comment before a vote. Louise?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Donna. If we're going to do that, because this is Black History Month, I have a very short motion that I think we could just vote on up and down and give the listeners a chance to comment on that motion.
Yeah.
And also, there was a motion that I would like the LSB to know I want to give to the Finance Committee, and I won't even go through that motion. But the motion I want to talk about is because Ossie Davis was such a figure in the move for liberation.
I can save us some time. I'm going to rule this out of order because we have a motion and an amendment before the House.
I understand that, but you're about to take public comment.
Yes,
and
but
if you take public comment and you go ahead and vote on the motion, then I'm not going to have an opportunity to present this motion.
Unfortunately.
Or you'll have to have another public comment, and Black History Month only comes once a year.
Yeah.
And when we meet again in March, it will be over.
I hate to come down on this side, but I'm going to rule that out of order only because
I want to appeal the ruling.
The only thing is we cannot have two motions on the floor at the same time competing. So we'll try to come back to that. Now, let me just ask how many want to speak on this from the public? There's one, two, three, there's four, five.
You could add my name.
I need a sense of the body because if we lose our members, it's all moot. So can people, do you have to leave?
I have a death in my family, and I have a funeral planned, and I've lost the whole day.
Yeah.
I
understand. Three kids were born in my family during this meeting, I have a feeling. Okay, so people, I'm going to indulge you to make your comments 1 minute and what...
Donna, do her thing first, because then it can't be voted on.
Are you talking that we should have two motions before the body at the same time?
It's not before the body. It finishes, and then it will be voted on after public comment. She wants it, just like we do in everything before the public comment. Let her just say her motion.
Right. Let me just state the motion.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Grace. Okay. And this has recently been co-authored by Margaret Prescott. Okay, I move that, and Sherna Gluck, we've got three co-authors. I move that the LSB request from the program director a one-hour daily block of time doing Black History Month to be devoted to the life, the speeches, and the readings of Ossie Davis, and that an effort be made to solicit and invite friends, acquaintances, and family of Mr. Davis to talk about his life and his work. Further, the 1 hour can float throughout the programming day as to not impede any particular program or programmers. And again, we're just requesting the program director and the general manager to do this.
Yeah, as one of the authors, I'm afraid I'll have to offer a friendly amendment, realizing that we are in fund drive. And this is always the problem with the fund drives in February because it is Black History Month. So I think that we would have to work it out where we give some exposure and recognition to the life of Ossie Davis, and we also work it out within the context of fund drives so as not to disrupt fund
drives. I accept the amendment.
Yes, it would make a lot of money. I can tell you what we're doing. The archives are putting together a special on Ossie Davis' life through the archives that will be presented during the fund drive as premiums.
Okay,
great.
Wonderful.
I'll definitely use it.
It's already been passed and accepted.
All right, now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
One moment. You're not withdrawing your motion, though, right? Are you withdrawing your motion on the basis that...
On the basis is already being... It's already
been
done.
So you're withdrawing your motion?
Yes.
All right, very good. Luis.
Okay. I think we should support Aura Abogado, make a statement of condemnation at Hustler's attacks, and leave it at that. And I want to make this other statement. Since an attempt was made to put the Houston LSD in a good light by stating that now that they have an African descent person on their board after the Pacific National meeting, I have to mention that the Chicano-Mexicano peoples are not represented on that local station board. And in violation of our rights to recognition, respect, and representation as required by United Nations Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Article 27 of Recognized National Minorities, under the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo of 1848, U.S. Civil Rights and Constitutional Law, and it also excludes that board indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, the Caribbean, of all peoples of the Caribbean, and anybody else I've forgotten, people of color. Thank you.
Thank you. You were right on time. Leslie.
I didn't know I needed to explain the difference to this board between sex and violence. Larry Flint is about violence. Erotica, sure, I enjoy it. But Larry Flint is about naked women trussed up like deer on the top of a car. Yeah. Larry Flint is about women chopped into pieces in a cartoon because that's funny. Larry Flint is about Chester the Molester with monthly tips on how to abuse children. And if this body cannot stand up against that sort of violence, then I have no idea what your moral compass is.
Thank you. And the next speaker, please.
I just wanted to say that as a consultant who works with many organizations, many of them women's organizations, domestic violence organizations, we're consistently confronted with the accusation that violence against women is brought on by something that the women do and that it's their fault. And so I'm just shocked to hear that there was a statement made that these attacks were brought on by something someone said or did. And there was no explanation to asking about that question. And it's just shocking to me that this is perpetuating that kind of a mindset.
Thank you. The next speaker.
I want to reinforce what Leslie and what Casey have had to say and point out to you that the general manager should be instructed not to make a statement that blames the programmers or says that they called this on themselves by any of their commentary. I think that is a dead wrong statement. It's a dangerous statement. And if you think about the implication of the statements, it is this, that if you criticize George Bush and the war machine, you're asking for it if they come down on you with all 4 feet. It's the same principle. No, if women attack pornographers and attack their oppressors, they're not asking to be raped or brutalized or set up for rape and brutalization, which is exactly what Larry Flint is doing. He's setting up Aura and he's setting up Sonali to be physically attacked because there is never... Look, many women, forgive me for using this word, many women have been called bitch without being beaten, but I guarantee you no woman has ever been beaten without being called bitch. Okay? And when you set up these kind of stereotypes... Right? When you label somebody and target them that way, you're targeting them for real violence. And Sonali and Aura are not to blame for it. And if I would just say one very quick thing, you know, the targeting that's happening, for example, of Ward Churchill and that happened to Amiri Baraka is the same piece. If you stand up against the system, it will try to crush you with all 4 feet and paint you as the fascist. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Deli.
In 30 seconds, I want to believe that the general manager is not saying that these women caused this attack to be on them because violence in any form must be condemned. I want to plead very strongly that the group to be consulted on the writing of this response should please include Leslie Radford for some reasons. It should please include Leslie Radford, the group that should be consulted. I hope this statement will be strong, that will show very clearly, unequivocally, that this station will defend its programmers and that we are going to stand in solidarity with those women.
Thank you very much.
May I take a...
Yes, Eva.
Yes. My response is obviously against violence, and particularly violence against women, and for that reason my recommendation was that this body put a statement out to which there was another response. I think the important thing was to also recognize and mention that other people at the station felt that this is something that should be debated on the air. This is something that should be addressed from a different perspective as well, and that people, and simply saying that people had different opinions of what happened with the Larry Flint issue. So I wanted to clarify myself on this.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of the meeting. So my suggestion is that we go to a vote on the Adelson Amendment. We're losing our meeting, clearly. Does everyone understand what the Adelson Amendment is? Or I should say substitute motion, I believe. David, where are you? Yours was a substitute motion, not an amendment, wasn't it? Okay, the substitute motion is that the general manager, in consultation with many others, write a response, and that the general manager and these others that collaborate with her decide how that response will be used. Do you want to read the exact? Do you have the exact?
I don't have the. You let me know if this is what you need.
David, we just need to get. You didn't write it out on.
LSC empowers management to develop a formal written response for KPSK on this topic, and to convene such people as are necessary to develop this response.
I wouldn't use empower. Management is empowered. We're requesting it.
On the microphone.
All right, the substitute motion to request that management develop a written response for KPFK on this topic and to convene such people as are necessary to develop this response.
Now, this is a substitute motion. If this passes, it replaces. If it fails, we go back to Sonali's main motion, as I understand it.
Do you even need a vote on this?
Well, yes, because... Yes, because we may go back to the main motion. Those in favor of the Adelson substitute motion, raise your cards or hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed. 1, 2. Okay. The motion.
Abstain.
Pardon me?
Abstain. Anyone abstaining?
Anyone abstentions? Abstentions. Here's one. Okay, the motion passes.
Point of order.
Yes.
Do we have a quorum at the moment?
Well,
because if no, it's not too late. Because if we don't have a quorum, then the number of votes required to pass it is the number of votes that would have constituted a majority of the original quorum.
That's right.
Oh, thank you.
So, how many total votes did we have?
Okay, we have.
How many yes votes?
We have 7 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. 10 total votes.
Now, the original quorum was, I think, 18.
No, it was more than that.
Point of clarification?
Oh, the number of people here today?
No.
The original quorum.
The original quorum was...
Before all the people arrived.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 18,
so to pass would have taken 10.
Incorrect.
Go ahead.
The bylaws specify not a majority of who showed up, it specifies a majority of a quorum.
And that's exactly what we were just computing.
No, it specifies the majority of the original quorum at that meeting.
I think you're wrong.
I don't think so.
Well, that's what we've always used in the past. The quorum. quorum that was established at the beginning of the meeting was 18, and that would mean that you would have had to have had 10 to pass something. Right. So what were the yes votes on this last one?
Seven.
Well, it really fails for lack of a quorum. However,
Don, so this
yes, go ahead.
So this doesn't prevent
no.
If I'm doing this or following through, and I trust it will be done.
Right, but we can go back. If it fails, we can go back to the original motion, which is Sonali's motion. The question is, do we have 10 people still at the meeting here?
We don't have a quorum to pass that either.
Well, no, it's not a quorum. Listen carefully. It's not a quorum. It's the number of votes.
We don't have the number. We don't have enough to meet the.
Well, I disagree. We
appeal the decision of the chair.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We do have more than 10.
I appeal the decision on the chair on the basis of Article 6, Section 5 of the bylaws.
All right, just recite the citation.
A quorum at any meeting of the Board of Directors shall consist of a majority of the then-serving directors. I believe that elsewhere the LSB uses the same thing.
That's the
thing.
Pacifica National Board, but right. Cite something on the LSB.
If after a quorum has been established at a meeting of the directors, some directors leave the meeting and there is no longer a quorum present, those directors remaining may continue to take action so long as a resolution receives at least that number of affirmative votes as would constitute a majority of a quorum. In other words, okay. If the quorum is 12 directors and a majority of a quorum is 7 directors, then so long as 7 directors remain present and vote in the affirmative, the resolution shall be adopted.
Yes, well that, I thought that's what we said because the original quorum, and if we had 10...
Terry's claiming that it's an absolute, so the quorum of 24 is 13, so it's 7, no matter how many people formed the original quorum. That's what he's arguing. I don't think he's right, but I'm willing to agree on it anyway.
Yeah, I don't think he's right either.
Let's agree with him.
You know, people, maybe we can do something somewhat informally here. Of those of us who are remaining here, don't we believe that the general manager should develop a response? Now, that's, that failed on a technicality, but why don't you just...
I agree, but I also agree that I'd like to vote on Sonali's motion.
Yeah, well, we're claiming that we don't have enough people to pass it, that it would take... Well, let's just see.
And, may I update my appeal? The language is actually repeated in Article 7, Section 7, for the LSB specifically.
Do we have 14 people voting?
Allen or not back?
Yes, all right.
13.
Well, 13 is a quorum.
Okay, the chair will entertain...
Lamont's floating around here, too. Something.
Yeah, Lamont, I think, is here. We could entertain a motion to reconsider and vote on the Adelson Amendment a second time. Okay, here's Lamont. Someone on the prevailing side.
You could have seconded my appeal.
Okay. Someone on the prevailing side should move to reconsider.
I move that we re-vote on Dave's substitute motion.
Okay. There's a second. All those in favor signify by raising your cards or hands. And Dave, I think you should be voting yes on this.
Okay.
remember the $150 I gave you. Get your hand up.
Your
here.
Own amendment.
Okay. Those opposed.
Did you count on that? Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, let me count.
Okay. Yes, on Dave's amendment.
1, 2, 3.
Wait, Israel is a yes.
You're voting against?
6. Well, we're voting for reconsideration.
Yeah,
oh, just for reconsideration.
Just for reconsideration.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not sure everyone in the room, because it's so late now. What we're trying to do, people, is to reconsider a vote that was just defeated for lack of a quorum.
Yeah.
And that was the Adelson Amendment that directs the general manager to develop an appropriate response to the crisis, the controversy of overhustling. But some are not voting. I'm not sure they're not voting because they don't want to do that, or they're just so confused and tired. Yeah. So I'm going to call for another vote. Those in favor of reconsidering and voting again on the Adelson Amendment directing the GM to devise a response, those in favor of reconsidering that and voting again, raise your hand.
Point of information. Point of information. What is the status of it? Did we decide that that passed?
No, it failed.
Well, but I thought we just decided that seven was adequate.
I mean, that's my interpretation.
No, are you leaving?
Nobody seconded my appeal.
Right? Are you leaving? Just a moment. Okay. Those in favor of revoting on that amendment, raise your cards or your hands. Okay, here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, no, there's not enough. There are not enough votes.
Don, can I just say this, please? Whether you people vote today or not, this is done. Right. We'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Please. But now,
if
that resolution failed, what about the original?
Yes.
All right, the original motion. Those in favor of, we don't have the votes to do it, I'm thinking.
Point
those
of
in favor of Sonali's original motion.
Don, point of information, would you consider dividing into the three separate?
No, I would not. No, I would not. Those in favor of Sonali's original motion, raise your cards or your hands. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, 7.
And that is not enough either.
Unless Terry's right.
We actually have the guarantee of the general manager. And will you also contact people?
Yes, I will talk to Leslie and I will talk to Dave and everybody else. So
the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Kimberly.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Is it seconded? All in favor of adjourning, get up and leave.
Okay. We don't have enough
Don,
votes.
Can you just... can you just thank Menno? He's been here all day. He was supposed to
thank
be here for 3 hours.
Thanks, Menno.
Let's have a big round of applause for Menno, who stayed here through the 18-hour meeting. Menno, thank you.